That's right, and this one, this water gauge is potentially very debilitating for our house. Possibly have to devote a large part of our time to keeping people busy. And I know a permanent kind of weather thing is a little bit because it involves people who know, it involves tech and frankly people who know how to do it. And also for we don't want anybody familiar in the question. We know that everybody in this thing did it, whatever they did with the best of intention. That's the best of our overall this morning. I don't want people in the staff to buy up and say, well, if this guy did it or this guy did it or did it, that is dead. Just my understanding is that I'm not willing to do the very best we can.
Always with you.
traveled around in January. The final step was a word of strong called recruiter. And said, all of the told him to get this phone. The president wants it done, and there should be no more arguing about it. Eventually, the intelligence actor completed the program. Magruder told Mitchell that Strawn had ordered him to get it going on all of his orders on the president's orders. And Mitchell signed off on it. So, okay, we said it would go ahead. Bugging. The whole thing, including the bugging. The bugging was implicit in the second plan. He doesn't seem to be sure whether it was implicit or not. He doesn't think that particular bug was explicit, but the process of bugs was implicit. And as I just realized, it came from RDG, but it was also in the San Jose way back. That, incidentally, is a potential source of fascinating problems, in that it involved Mike Hackery, the Customs Commissioner or something, Joe Woods, not again. It wasn't done. But there, at some point, according to Magruder, after this was then signed off and put on their way, Mitchell, called Lydia into his office and read in a riot act on the poor quality of stuff they were in. That's basically the scenario, the summary of what Magruder told the lawyer. Dean's theory is that both Mitchell and Magruder realize that they now have their ass in a sling. They're trying to untangle it, not necessarily working together as the enemies, but they are. Then, in the process of that, they're mixing apples and oranges for their own protection, and that they're remembering various things in connection with others. First meeting, where a Liddy plan was presented, everybody in the meeting lacked the
them.
So, O'Brien says that Magruder's objective motive at the moment is immediate Mitchell and Hank. And when he's going to tell the lawyer's name, well, he is shot across the mouth and turned on me. O'Brien does really believe Jim, but he's not sure. O'Brien is sure of himself, and he hears all of this. But he does see very definitely, and moves also to the theory of mixing of apples and oranges. He's convinced that Jim is putting together things he don't necessarily fit together, or even over the conclusion. And again, he's very disappointed in Mitchell. He doesn't know what the guy is letting people down. O'Brien made the suggestion that if he wanted to force some of this to a head, one thing you might consider is that O'Brien and Parkinson, who are able of shaking out themselves, are retained by the committee. That is, by Frank Baylor, the chairman of the committee, who still exists. They are involved in that thing, O'Brien and Parkinson.
Yes.
Well, they were in this role for the game.
Oh, well.
Oh, I'm sure I don't know, but they're involved in post-discovery, post-June 17. Ryan says they're reading by the committee, which you might want to consider as a possibility to waive our retainer, or waive our instruct us to report to the president all of the facts as they are known to us as to what really went on in the committee or what the president. I've been informed. The media's about to talk to them, those who know, I don't know this, he doesn't mean necessarily personally talk to you, but he means talk to the teacher, whoever you designated in your and be working on it. Now, other facts. One is that the grand jury today, we don't know how far he's going to go. The danger area for him is on the money, that he was given money. He's reported by O'Brien, who has been talking to his lawyer, that not to be as desperate today as he was yesterday, that he's going to be on the brink, or at least shaky. What's made him shaky is that he's seen McCord bouncing out there and probably walking out scot-free, got a pretty good hero, and just like that, he figures maybe his money turned on. And that he may go, that he may decide to go with as much as is necessary to get himself into that same position, but probably would only go with as much as is necessary. There is the meaning on his part of the desire to get people with the desire to take care of themselves. And not that he might be willing to do what he has to do to take care of himself, but he would probably do it on a gradual basis, and he may in fact be doing it right now, if he can't hear it. Has passed through O'Brien to our rulers. Well, Mitchell's optional. You can say, let's see what he could do. Mitchell would come in and say, my fault, my never was fault, if I lied. No, he can't say that. He says that I may have given him, without intending to, I may have given him responsible for this, and I regret it very much. But I did not intend, I did not realize what they were up to. They were talking, we were talking about apples and oranges. That's what I think he would say. Would you agree? I think that none of the other is apples and they blow oranges. So, Mitchell, you see, is never went to Berlin. They had perjury. I mean, they were talking about Hillary and all the rest. Never went to Berlin. They don't get in the names of the professionals. I said, they're going to engage you. I always say, yeah, he's the big answer on the national. And he's the one that I did zero damage. They did quite brown. It was not just a quote that they had a big fish on himself.
Not finger for good, but he can't either. Likewise, he can't defend too well.
Right. The interesting thing is, would be the Washington Hill study.